Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show on this fine day. This is chilly day for us. It's like minus 17. We're having a cold snap for quite a while now. But I have happy, full of feed cows, horses. The cats have been staying inside and enjoying every second of it. They poke their heads out or they go out for like, I don't know, minute and a half, and they're like, no, this is too much. Yes, my puppy, he's enjoying having house privileges all of the time. So yeah, how is your world? It just seems so unsettled. Yesterday I had a chaotic day, and today feels the same, and how do you handle when you have those days? What do you do? I try to keep myself focused. I try to slow my world down so I can handle what's happening. It just seems like unrest and unsettled and not knowing what the future holds is huge energy right now, and we don't know. The guided meditation we're going to do today is to help to encourage us going forward into unknown, because we don't know. We just don't. We don't know what our world is going to look like. And some of it that's coming down for us here in Alberta completely sucks. I was having lunch with a friend the other day, and I said to her, you know, it was a year ago that we were rallying and trying to understand a bill that was being passed. We still don't have the rules for it. It's a law, but there's no rules. And I was heavily involved in that, and I learned a lot about government and how things work and you know, making our voices be heard, and we were completely dismissed. And it's happening again in a different way, and this time it affects not just the agricultural industry. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. And I said to my friend, you know, I used to have big dreams, and I was pursuing those, and I had lots of hope and optimism. And now all I want is enough money to pay my bills and to have a decent life for my family. Vacations, nah, I just want us to be able to pay our bills and to be able to afford to live. Now, that sounds sad to me, but at the same time, that's where I'm at in my world, and that's just what I'm choosing to do to make peace with what's going on. I've slowed everything down. I'm focusing on my family. I'm focusing on the ranch and keeping my husband working, and I still do my work, which is completely fulfilling, and I love it, but I'm not focusing on those bigger dreams right now because I don't have the energy. I just don't. Not right now. Will I? Absolutely. Will it get better? Absolutely. But for right now, I have to be realistic and be where I'm at. So if you find that you're like in that energy also of not giving up per se, but just kind of wanting to put things on hold while you just navigate day by day because you're just unsure, you're in good company. And don't put any more pressure on yourself than you can handle right now. And not all of you are in this energy. Some of you are like exploding with awesomeness and, you know, pursuing those big dreams and making things happen for you, and yay. I like to hear about it. I like to see it for you because it keeps me hopeful. It's just not where I'm at right now. I do want to hear, though. I'm not one of those people that gets jealous and, you know, wishes everybody was miserable if I'm miserable. I'm the opposite. I want to have hope. I want to hear how good things are for you. Because I know eventually they will be for us again. It's just not right now. And that's a reality. And I could choose to ignore it, but I'm too practical for that because I am responsible for a lot of lives. I have a lot of animals. Like, I need to be practical because I need to make sure they're fed, plus my family. And so when I came across, you know, because we're doing these mythic path sessions, the magical mythic path, when I came across what, you know, the guided meditation for today was, and it was this encouraging going forward into unknown, I was delighted. I'm like, yeah, that's where we're at. This will be good. We could all use this energy and to make things a little more positive and to support us. I mean, I have a lot of you listeners that live in the U.S. You guys don't know what your world's going to be like with your new president-elect. I don't know what's going to look like. Sometimes it's just really hard to wrap our minds around the chaos, and we have to take a step back instead of trying to understand it and trying to work through it. Just have to try to let it go and go day by day. Sometimes that's just where we're at. We just need to take a break for a second. This energy of, you know, kind of unsettled and unrest, it always makes my animals feel the same. My puppy wants in, he wants out, he's not sure. So, Christmas is here, and we tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves for that also. What do you feel, or how are you going to handle this energy? Again, just slow it down. Slow it down. You know, we don't do big, elaborate Christmases because we have cows to take care of, and we don't live by any of our close family members. So ours is pretty low key. And you know, that's helpful when we're in this energy of unsettled. And if yours is not low key and you have a lot of pressure on yourself, see what you can do to change that. Even just little things. You know, if you make 17 kinds of pies, maybe you only make 12. Like, just find little ways to give yourself a break. It may not be a big thing, but even something smaller, like maybe one less thing, one less to-do. Take something off your list and have somebody else do it or just completely delete it. It's a gift you give yourself. I know for a lot of people money is a huge issue, so find ways to minimize that pressure. That's what we've been doing. I mean, we have very open, honest conversations with our children so they know where we're at and have maybe a better understanding. And so I find that helpful. It minimizes, you know, their expectations and keeps it realistic. Kids are smart, you know? Even if we don't think they know what's going on, they do. They feel it. They're more in tune with our world than we can be. They're not always as distracted. And if keeping yourself distracted is how you handle this, again, don't beat yourself up for it. Sometimes when we're in a certain energetic cycle, we just simply have to get through it the best we can. There's no magic wand to wave. There's no magic class you can take, potion. It's just simply get through it the best you can, because you are here to learn. But I don't want us to lose hope. I don't want us to lose optimism, because that puts us into a spiral that's really not healthy, and we'll get sick and things will feel overwhelming and a lot worse than they might be. So I'm going to caution you on that. Become aware of your own energy even deeper than you have before. Tune in. What am I really feeling about that? Why am I feeling this way? What's going on that's making me have this kind of reaction or energetic feeling or emotion? What is really going on? What is happening? Because the gift in all of this is a deeper understanding of ourselves, right? It's not for the weak. It's only for the brave. And if you're incarnated on this planet at this time, you got the bravery thing covered, even if you don't realize it. It's intense. Everything is intense. We're bombarded with information, and we have to curate it. We have to pick and choose what we want to pay attention to, because not everything that we read, hear, see is absolute truth in its pure form. It's perception. It's interpretation. And we have to decide for our very own selves what is important. What are we willing to take a stand on? What are we not willing to take a stand on? I'm dealing with a child who's struggling in school right now just because of the chaos energy. And I had a chat with the principal yesterday, and I get to go and have a chat with his teacher today. I have cultivated good relationships with everybody there, though, through volunteering and participating. And so it's a huge benefit to me, because now he's having some issues and I can go have conversations that are clear, and my intention is to help solve the problem, not place blame, not put unrealistic expectations on anybody, you know, staff or students, but to try to find some solutions, some strategies to help, you know, my child cope. I can't wait for Christmas break. It's going to be a huge relief. We knew going into this year it was going to be a little rough, but that doesn't mean I didn't have hope. That he said to me last night, he's like, you know, when you told me it's going to be a good year and, you know, things probably weren't going to be as terrible as I was thought, did you really mean that, Mom, or were you just trying to convince me so that I wouldn't be so worried about it? Busted. I'm like, well, honey, I wanted you to go into this with a positive, optimistic attitude, and then we would deal with it if it was terrible. We both knew, but I wanted us to at least give it a good, honest, hopeful shot, you know? He will get through this. It'll give him really great tools for life. But man, when he's in it, it sucks. It sucks as his parent also, as well as it sucks for him. I feel everything he's feeling. Some days it takes everything I have not to drive in there and check on him, because I know he's having a bad day, but I can't do that. I can't be that type of parent, because I'm not doing him any favors. So I wait. And now things have escalated where he's having a lot of anxiety, and so that's when I have the conversations. And I'm very clear that that's what I'm doing. I don't beat around the bush. I don't have expectations, and I don't always have a solution. Lots of times I do. But this time I want them to come up with a solution for me. I put it all on their lap. And at least they didn't, you know, I didn't hear any dismissive platitudes, which totally annoy me, because that's not how this is going to be effective. And we're not done having conversations. I'm having some more tomorrow. I just need him to get through this year with his, you know, hopefulness and his good attitude intact. But, you know, it's a representation of our whole world. It's all chaotic, and we just have to navigate it. We just have to get through day by day and try to do our best. Try not to get into that energy of too much despair or hopelessness. You know, find the small things that make you happy. You know, being able to read a good book. Being able to drive to town to buy groceries. Like, simplify and slow down and just be grateful for the small things so that you can navigate. That's, you know, the best advice, and it will help. Take the pressure off yourself, because, you know, the things that are happening, look at your choices. See if perhaps you can make some different ones, or, you know, try not to be too overwhelmed with despair and hopelessness, because then you can't have clear intuition. To have clear intuition, slow down. Do some things that will lift your energy so you can have some clear, open-minded connections, because answers and solutions will show up, but you have to be open to receive them and have some trust. I know that's a hard one for a lot of people, trusting your own intuition. But you know what? That's what I'm up to right now to help my son, and I just was coaching of some other stuff too. Some people were having some challenges. And if I keep myself slowed down and grounded in my own energy and my connections, I can get clearer answers without the reactionary emotions. It takes practice, though. I'm telling you what, it takes practice. And I still get upset, of course. I had to, like, calm myself down before I had the conversation yesterday because I was frustrated and emotional and upset, but that doesn't do me any good to solve a problem. You know what it's like talking to someone that's in that energy and freaking out? You just want out of there. You do your best to shut them up so you can get away. It doesn't really solve a problem, though, does it? We're human, that's how it goes, but it doesn't always solve a problem. Okay, so don't forget to breathe a lot, those big, deep, releasing breaths. We'll get through this. We always do. Sometimes it has to get extra chaotic for change to happen because we're essentially lazy. The good things that are coming out of this with my son is that he's learning to use his voice more, because that is one of the things that he struggles with. He doesn't like to complain. But he does need to ask for help. Make his feelings known so he can ask for help. And so, yeah, it's been tumultuous, and I'm not loving it, you know. But I am ready for Christmas, so there is that. He actually brought in the tree on the weekend because he wanted me to put it up. So, yeah, it's up. We're good. I don't really have the energy to do massive decorating. Maybe I will next week. It's not off the table. But I'm honoring my own self and being careful where I put my energy. Because one thing to note is other people are struggling and sensitive. And you may think you're helping someone, but it might not be. They might not be seeing it that way. And so just be aware, you know, pay attention. Pay attention to other people and how they're reacting to you. Give them a hug if needed and then walk away. It's just messy. I don't even know how else to say it. It's messy right now. So much uncertainty that makes people afraid. So much financial challenges that makes people cranky and behave in ways they might not otherwise. And so we need to have compassion while at the same time honoring and protecting ourselves. We'll get through this. We will. Okay. I really tried to find ways to make the show a little lighter today, like, you know, to infuse some of that magic energy, but it just, our world feels heavy. It is a full moon, though, so do your full moon blessings, charge your crystals, manifest for some money if that's what you like. I did put the money manifesting information on my Psychic Cowgirl page. Try to utilize this energy to make things better in your world, but at the same time, just honor yourself. Honor yourself. We do put a lot of pressure. We have expectations of ourselves and others that are not always realistic or not always compassionate. Have lunch with that friend that makes you giggle. Or have a phone conversation. Try to find those, you know, smaller energy uplifting activities just to make things better for you. Yeah, I know my voice is even crackly. I'm having allergies to things I don't usually have allergies to. It's been not delightful. Just not delightful, but it will get better. It will get better. I can learn from my youngest son because he's really good at finding things that make him happy and just distracting himself, unengaging from the rest of us. And he's completely content and delighted with his world. And so I enjoy learning from him because he's not my worrier. My other son's the worrier. Okay. So let's jump into this meditation. Which is set up to encourage us going forward into unknown. Dun, dun, dun. I feel like there should be a dramatic drum roll. Oh, I did have all those sound things on my loaded on my page, but when I took my hiatus, I didn't put them back. I'll have to work on that. I'm also contemplating doing the Course in Miracles. An opportunity came up quite some time ago to facilitate it, and then it got extremely complicated and annoying, and so I just dropped it because it just wasn't working for me. But I was invested in doing it, and so I have all the materials, so I'm considering maybe doing another half-hour show that's devoted to the Course in Miracles along with this weekly hour show. So if any of you are interested, send me an email or a Facebook message, and I'll see how I can make that happen. Okay, everybody take a nice breath in. It's going to be a chaotic day, but you know what? We'll be okay. All right, so let's just become aware of your breathing for a few moments. And as you begin to settle more comfortably into the solid support beneath you, take three big deep breaths. And on one of those breaths, you'll know when your eyes will close. Three big deep breaths now. And as your normal, natural rhythm of breathing continues, remain focused on the sound of my voice as all the other sounds begin to drift into the background, because they're unimportant for you to pay attention to. They can only take you deeper. And even though you may drift away from the sound of my voice, you'll sense when to come back to it in an easy and effortless way. At this point, as your concentration draws to your feet, you begin to visualize and imagine you're walking in a place that's very beautiful and serene. And with every breath you take, you give yourself permission to send this comforting through your legs, from the toes into your heels, your ankles, knees, and your thighs. You become aware of a comfortable sensation in your legs as you walk through the beauty of this place. With every breath, you begin to sense the air around you, a gentle something that sends a warm and nurturing sensation all around your body. From your thighs, hips, your stomach area, and through the solar plexus, you begin to become more comfortable as a deep inner calm begins to form. As all of your senses begin to heighten, as you become more and more aware of all that is around you in this beautiful, serene place, you continue to feel even more calm as this comfortable sensation moves through your chest, as you breathe easily and effortlessly, making your way through this place that is very peaceful and secure for you. As you notice the sounds around you, as you listen, the beauty of where you are speaks to you in a special way. Your head, neck, and shoulders begin to release into comfort. And in a moment or two, you begin to imagine choosing a particular spot in this beautiful place of yours to recline and rejuvenate into an even deeper comfort. And with every breath you take, your comfort now seems to double, having made that decision. The warmth and gentle something of the air seems to wrap itself around you even more, as though there is a wholehearted agreement about the spots in your place that you are reaching out to with your arms, your hands, and fingers as they touch what is there, comfortable and easy. And you become aware of the textures as you imagine settling into the comfort that awaits you. And just allow for this time to connect to the beauty and peacefulness that is here for you. All you have to do is breathe. Just breathe. Simply and with ease and comfortably allowing. In a moment, when we count backwards from 5 to 0, you'll feel yourself become even more deeply connected to this spot at 0. And now, at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply relaxed and connected. Today, you're going on a journey to cross the unbridged river to meet the old oak tree. The door of your imagination opens, and you walk into the unknown to a part of the woods where you have never been before. The path turns, and you are following along the bank of an unbridged rushing river. With any or all of your senses, there is a lot of new all around for you to notice. Somewhere on the other side of the unbridged rushing river is the old oak tree. And you see it. It's an ancient being whose timeless time is lived pondering all things. From the other side of the river, the friendly guardians of the old oak tree wave and call for you to come. The tree has a message for you. All around you is everything you may need to make it across. Across the River. Check it out. How do you make the crossing? Friendly guardians welcome you and show you the path forward to the old oak tree. What is this ancient wise tree like? What is it like to walk around it? Describe your feelings about being with the old oak. And you can ask, or you can wonder, or you can let the tree surprise you. For the old oak has a special message for you. And is it the breeze? Now leaves swirl around, and you notice some have words on them. The leaves fall all around you. The guardians help you with your leaves. What is the message from the old oak tree? How do you feel about it? Any questions for the tree or the friendly guardians? Is there anything else the old oak has for you? The old oak thanks you for coming. As you go forward and for now, while the images fade, let yourself feel the good qualities of your images and appreciate the wonders of your imagination. Reinforce it all to the positive at zero and at one with a deep cleansing breath in as we begin to come up and out. 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your name out loud. Oh, I like that one. I do plan to revisit this one. Just to help me process the energies. It feels very timely. I really like what it's created. I feel calmer. I feel less restless. I feel like I can carry forward my day and have it be productive. Ability to connect to our imagination and our ability to find new solutions to problems and to be able to shift our perspectives on things is invaluable right now. Work on cultivating that. Work on acknowledging your intuitive messages and using that information to move forward. So I am going to sign off early today because I just feel peaceful right now, so I want to leverage some of that energy and get a few things done before my meeting. So I wish you all a good Wednesday. And for those of you that don't know about the Peely Report by Kay Pasha, I don't even know how to say his name for sure. You should check it out. The email came in while I was doing the meditation, and I just quickly perused it as I was bringing you all up and out, and I really like what he's saying. I love it because it always fits in with what I'm feeling, which tells us it's a global energy and makes us feel less alone, which is very important. So I want to send you all a big hug, and I'm wishing you peace. I'm wishing you deeper understandings of yourself and your place in this world, and I wish for you to find some joy. So I will be back next week. Hugs.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.